President Bush leaves today on a five-nation trip to Africa that's been overshadowed by a country he does not plan to visit. The crisis in war-ravaged Liberia has moved to the forefront of the president's foreign policy agenda. The United States is considering whether to commit U.S. troops to Liberia to enforce a ceasefire between supporters of President Charles Taylor and rebels determined to remove Taylor from power. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
The president's first trip to Africa has been showcased as an effort to push a pro-democracy, pro-development agenda for the impoverished African continent. Mr. Bush also will focus on his $15 billion plan to fight HIV/AIDS. At a recent speech to a U.S.-Africa business summit in Washington, the president said the United States understands Africa's problems but believes in its potential.
And this nation is fully engaged in a broad, concerted effort to help Africans find peace, to fight disease, to build prosperity, and to improve their own lives.
The president will visit South Africa, Botswana, Uganda, Nigeria, and Senegal. Like other nations in West Africa, Senegal is extremely concerned about the conflict in Liberia, which has destabilized the region. Mr. Bush is under considerable international pressure to intervene in Liberia, which was founded in the 19th century by freed slaves from the United States. Over the past few days, the president has acknowledged the historical link between the two nations and says he is weighing the options. A team of U.S. military experts has been sent to Liberia to assess what might be done. Ambassador Dennis Jett, dean of the International Center at the University of Florida, has experience in Liberia from the early years of its civil war. He is cynical about U.S. intentions.
When Washington wants to do nothing, it says it's evaluating a range of options, and when it really wants to do nothing, it appoints a committee to research the problem or a team to go and analyze it, and so the team is on its way there now.
Dennis Jett says the president's recent statements were made necessary by his impending trip to Africa.
He'll be in West Africa on Tuesday in Senegal, and he'll be meeting with West African presidents, and he can hardly say we're doing nothing either to them or to the American public at this point when he's trying to demonstrate he cares about Africa.
But Richard Joseph, director of the Africa Studies Program at Northwestern University, is encouraged by the president's statements. Joseph, too, has experience in Liberia, working with former President Jimmy Carter on a peace initiative.
I've been following this country. I've been involved in this process, you know, for, 14 years now. And we have not had a U.S. president, secretary of state, national security advisor, the whole works involved with the problem in any African country, as far as I know. So I think that the United States is committed.
Liberia aside, President Bush will be under pressure to make good on his humanitarian and economic pledges for Africa. But Congress is reluctant to fully fund the president's proposals. Jamie Drummond is director of DATA, an organization that promotes fair trade and aid to Africa. Drummond says the president's trip to Africa is a spotlight on the funding problem.
While he's there, the House Foreign Operations Subcommittee will be deciding whether to actually slash the president's promises. And so the trip is set up in quite a dramatic way to see whether the administration wants to see through on these promises.
Chester Crocker was Assistant Secretary of State for Africa under President Reagan. He agrees that the president needs to follow through on his initiatives, but Crocker says this trip could help Mr. Bush to do that.
When a president goes to a region as a visitor and makes public declarations and commitments that reinforce what he's already said, he's locking himself in. This doesn't happen lightly. And it is my personal hope and belief that the president's commitments when it comes to expanded resources for Africa, those commitments will be underscored by the very fact of this trip.
The president's first stop is tomorrow in Dakar, the capital of Senegal. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.